It's a story that may be all too familiar for you or for someone you know. The love of your life, your companion in marriage and in work, shows signs of dementia at a bewilderingly early age. This person is vital to your life in every way, but they go from being in control of everything to searching for the simplest of words. It's a daily tragedy all around our country and throughout the world. It's estimated that almost 1.5 million people in Australia right now are involved in the care of someone living with dementia. And one of those people is Leon Pericles. Leon, a renowned printmaker in Perth, faces his greatest challenge, the care of his wife Moira, who is living with dementia. This would be a full enough job, but Leon at the same time had to prepare a retrospective of his artwork over the last 50 years. Their daughter Nia has made a film documenting the story. It's called Storm in a Teacup and it will air on the ABC next Tuesday. That's the 17th of September. And Leon, welcome to the art show.
Thank you, Ed.
Leon, can you describe Moira's role in your life over the last 50 or more years?
We had children early and she was involved really strongly with the family, food, cooking and kids, and allowed me to be intensely involved in the art and lecturing. And as time went on, she slowly joined in when I was saying, look, would you mind typing a letter out for me in those days, etc. And she was very good at that. And then eventually after the kids had gone, she became fundamental to the distribution of the artworks that went all the way around Australia.
Leon, you've described looking after Moira as being your greatest challenge. Can you give a sense of what's involved on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think anybody, any husband or carer that's involved will understand. It's a very slow and creeping situation. So you adjust, you've got plenty of time to adjust to what's happening. Today, for instance, I would get Moy out of bed. If she's having a shower, I'd have a shower. I'd find the clothes and I'd dress her, put makeup on her. Then we'd go down and have breakfast that I would make. I would then do laundry, all of the laundry, and sometimes I'd be doing some work in the house, but we've got a lady that comes in and helps, and we have Silver Chain that's now helping quite a bit.
Silver Chain?
Silver Chain is an organisation that cares for people in need and even has a respite situation for the carer. It's a wonderful, wonderful institution that goes right across Australia. What happens every day is that if she gets up without me being there, she will fumble through the drawers in the bedroom and move everything around. She'll empty, or she'll take everything out of the dirty clothes basket and put them back in the drawers. She will remake the bed on the floor. All the doors that she opens, she won't close. All the taps that she turns on, she won't turn off. All of the light, everything that's that she accidentally or deliberately turns on, has to be turned off. I have to wash her hands, etc. I have to just keep an eye on where she is and what she's doing. One of the things that is extraordinarily wonderful is that her senses that are all shot, the only one that is working really well is the one that she gets the most enjoyment out of, and that's her music. And she just absolutely transforms into quite ecstatic passion over music the moment she hears it. She's nearly blind and she must be led everywhere. You've got to watch steps and she bang into things. And so even with her food, I have to put the spoon in her hand. She can't actually see the spoon in front of her.
Well, Leon, since you're an artist and this is the art show, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was how that creativity of your artist's mind has helped, I guess, for Moira, but also very much for yourself, because, obviously you're the carer, but you also have to care for yourself.
Yes, I suppose. Well, the caring for myself is mainly just getting myself organised enough so that I can get to the table or the easel and do some work. And that is really just catching catching every 5 minutes that you can do. It's reminiscent of a wife and mother that had been to art school, and she's got duties and picking kids up and the whole lot. And for every sort of 2 minutes that she's got, she'll dive into this room and hopefully the kids haven't wrecked it and her husband hasn't dumped all of his fishing gear on top of it. Yeah. And she'll find some little bit of work and she'll attempt to do at least 2 to 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, certainly Davida Allen has spoken very movingly and sometimes almost brutally about those times when she was a mother of very young children.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I really don't.
Leon, the film, Storm in a Teacup, which is made by your daughter, Nia, it's out on the ABC on Tuesday the 17th, but it'll also be on iView. So as I was watching of the film as a preview, the phrase, not a pretty picture, came to me. And it really, it's a highly honest picture, it seems, of living with somebody who is themselves living with dementia. How did you approach the making of this film with your daughter Nia, but also very much with Moira? At what point could she still say, yes, I approve of this filming, of this particular event?
That question of whether she would have liked the film or would have participated willingly is definitely something that I know that she would do. She would be pushing the message that Alzheimer's and dementia really needs to be looked at, and the long-term care really needs to be looked at.
Clearly, looking after Moira is not at all easy. But also there are these extraordinary moments of joy which are shown so beautifully by your daughter on this film. Would you also say that looking after Moira is your greatest challenge, but it's also been your greatest success?
Definitely. Personally, I'm quite successful. I'm happy with the success of being able to manage her. She needs me and she prefers me. And I think just the other day she said, and you're Leon, aren't you? And I said, yes, we are. And we were giving each other a cuddle. And she said, yeah, I don't want to move from here. And she has this bonding, that's a lifelong bonding that we have. And and she's just anxious and doesn't want to turn around and see the world that she doesn't recognise. Yeah. And so being able to calm her and give her some joy is great. Probably one of my great achievements, yes.
Yeah.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
What is left of Moy is still incredibly valuable. Most people would say there's not very much left. But it's a transition. There's very little reciprocity or something that's fed back towards the carer. You know, you can say and talk and show and touch a person with advanced dementia, but you have little knowledge of what's really going on in there.
Yeah. Well, Leon, thank you for being so brave to show your story to the world. And I hope that Moira does continue to find respite in music.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Leon Pericles, printmaker and carer for his wife Moira. Their daughter Nia has made a film documenting the story. It's called Storm in a Teacup, and it will air on ABC next Tuesday, the 17th of September. And Nia will also be speaking on ABC Radio in Conversations.